Graham Mack with the final half hour or so of Match Day on BBC Radio Suffolk. We're talking non-league football for the next few minutes or so. We'll hear from Jamie Godbold of AFC Sudbury after his side's loss in the Ryman 1 North this afternoon. Richard Wilkins with Isaac Chenery after Leyson's win in the Ryman Prem. I'm joined now by Jay Goodrich of a wonderful band, a new band, Druids. Jay, it's good to...
Hello, Graham. How are you?
I'm very well. It's only a couple of days since we last saw each other.
Because
you're guest of honour tonight on BBC Introducing.
Well, you mentioned it, and I couldn't wait to jump at the chance. And then I went and tried to find your number on my phone to confirm it, and unfortunately, I didn't have your number. So I thought, well, I'll take a chance, and hopefully you were being serious about me coming along to do it. And you were. I was greeted at the door by a man.
He said,
we've been expecting you.
Yes. Yeah. So I wanted Jay to come in. Jay's got a wonderful speaking voice. And I just suggested, it was kind of a joke, I suppose. I suggested that Jay could read the non-league scores on the programme. And you were pleased. You were happy
so
with this.
So pleased. I'm so happy. I even had a shower before I came down. That's how excited I am.
You smell wonderful. And we're going to play a live track from Druids. As a little teaser as well to tonight's BBC Introducing programme when Druids are live in session. We're going to play one of your tracks shortly. So if I just start with the National League 2 rugby score, Bury St Edmunds 24, Taunton Titans 34. In the National League North, Lowestoft Town 0, Stalybridge 2. Ryman Prem, Leyston 3, VCD Athletic 0. Needham Market versus Staines was off. In the Ryman 1 North, AFC Sudbury 0, Thurrock 4 and Great Wakering 0. Bury Town 1. Jay Goodrich, the floor is yours.
Okay, the following are the Thurlow Nunn Football League football results. Premier Division, Brantham Athletic 1, Fakenham Town 1. Galston 4, Witten United 2. Oh, I said that wrong, didn't I, Graham? Should have gone up or down there, I don't know. Let's keep going. Longmelford 2, Swaffham Town 2. Milton Hall Town 3, Kirkley and Pakefield 0. Newmarket Town 2, Hadley United 1. Stanway Rovers 2, Saffron Walden Town 1. Walsham Le Willows 4, FC Clacton 6. Those were the Premier Division results. Shall I keep going, Graham?
Keep going, Jay.
Thank you. First Division, Cornard United 2, Needham Market Reserves 1. Downham Town 2, Halstead Town 3. Great Yarmouth Town 0, Wivenhoe Town 0. Haverhill Borough 2, Distown 1. Kingsland Town Reserves 3, Leyston Reserves 1. Stowmarket Town 0, AFC Sudbury Reserves 0. And then moving on to the FA Vars, Bodmin Town 1, Ipswich Wanderers 3. And that was the record attendance for the day as well, Graham, 283.
Fantastic news. Are you going to keep going with results from the Touchline SIL? I'm just going to interrupt at the midway point. You're a musician. You have played V Festival with Rosalita, a former band of yours. You have played the Latitude Festival with the Bee Goods. But I'm sensing that this moment right now is up there with those appearances on stage.
All of those smiles from V Festival and Latitude, they're all here now. They're bigger, though, that's the thing. This is amazing. I never thought I'd do this for real. And it is for real. I know it's like, you know, what it is, but it's great. Loving it.
It's good to see.
Thank you. So this is the Touchline Suffolk and Ipswich League results. Senior Division, Grunsborough 1, Ipswich Valley Rangers 1. Stanton 0, Framlingham Town 3. Division 1. Claydon 3, Benhall St Mary 3. Mendlesham 4, Somersham 0. Ransom Sports 2, Old Newton United 4. Sporting 87 2, Bacton United 89 0.
As well as being a musician, you're also a football fan. That shines through in the delivery. I have to say thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're also an Ipswich Town fan. And just your thoughts on the season so far and ahead of Town v Reading on Tuesday.
Well, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because my dad and I have been going for a number of years. We had a little bit of a break and we went through the times of watching the Keane era. I didn't really see so much of the Magilton era, but saw a lot of the Keane era and a lot of the Jewell era. And I think now we have a lot of stability at the club, and we have to have to be very patient with what and realistic with what we have. And sometimes, yes, you know, you can come away and it's a positive result, but actually still not feel terribly great about the football, you know what I mean? You can sort of win 2-0 and think, oh, what actually did I watch? You know, it's how we're playing. But I think we have to be patient, get as close as we can to the Premier League, and if we get there, then I think we'll strengthen and probably develop more as a team then. I think the idea is just to get there and deal with it then, I think.
Yeah, and on the subject of strengthening, because you've got to bear in mind Mick McCarthy's budget as well, he spent very little. Today, a deal's been agreed between Middlesbrough and Blackburn for Jordan Rhodes, £9 million, so Rhodes is on his way to the Riverside. They don't really need him, they're second in the table, they've already got Nugent, but that's what you're competing with at the moment in the division.
Well, and also only, you know, what, 2 seasons ago or so, or even a season ago, we're playing Norwich and... you know, they're signing players for, you know, millions and millions of pounds, and you look at the gap between what we're spending and what they're spending and what they were doing last year. And of course, it's not all about Norwich, but yeah, of course, you know, in the Championship, to see figures like that flying around, where does it come from? I thought there was this financial fair play
thing. Nobody seems to know where it is, do they?
No, we seem to adhere to it, and well, it's not doing us any favours, is it? Where are we now? Eighth?
With Cardiff in ninth, just a point behind after today, but we've got a game in hand over them. Highlight of the season, I know it wasn't great results-wise, but you were at Old Trafford, weren't you?
I saw a little
video clip of you and your dad.
There's me, my dad, Barry. Hello, Dad. He's listening. And so I think all of those gigs and everything, I think this is probably his proudest moment. Hello, Dad. I think Mum might be listening as well. Anyway, what were we saying? Yeah, Old Trafford was terrific. Mm. Absolutely terrific. But, I think if we'd have played them a month or so later, who knows what would have happened. Mm. But I think Manchester United were still cooking all right at that time. And I saw the game last night. And... against Derby, and well, it was amazing. It was a goal in the first half.
It's unlike Manchester United to do, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Yeah. A goal in the first half. People said things. That's what happened in the pub.
And Louis van Gaal is safe.
Did you see his celebration?
I didn't see it, no. He celebrated, did he?
He stood up and sort of put his hand in the air slightly. You know, if he was acting, someone would have said, more commitment, come on, make people believe.
That's
you.
Something, though. You got a reaction from
him. I know,
him,
he moved.
Least. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Jay, really appreciate you being with us.
Thanks, Graham.
Just sell briefly, BBC introducing tonight. We've got your band Druids in session for people that are going to hear Druids very shortly. But can you describe your sound, if you
Our
will?
Sound, yeah. Well, we didn't really know what our sound was, but I think you came up with the term space rock, and I've been using that a lot. So it is space rock. It's rock, but it's pop as well, and it's slightly alternative. And if you're sort of doing anything later on, then put those plans on hold and listen to BBC Introducing later on with Graham and Richard. What time is it again, Graham? I can't...
Eight till nine.
Eight o'clock until 9 o'clock. Sorry, I always listen on the...
the podcast,
on
yeah.
the podcast.
It's good having a podcast, isn't it? Because you can listen any time you want.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. And you can do, you know, so many things. But when you played Mission the first time... I didn't know it was going to be the first track, because Mission's one of the Druids' tracks, and I think you'll be playing the live track later. I was in my bedroom, and the radio was on, and it came on, and then I actually just knelt down and looked at the radio and thought, that's really cool. It's a song, I was really involved with writing that, and that's on the radio, so that was a good moment, really good moment.
Jay, thank you. A.D. Gallagher of Lowestoft, Jamie Gobbold of AFC Sudbury, Richard Wilkins of Leyston, and Terry Sands of Bury Rugby Club coming up after Druids with a live performance. This is Jog On.
You shouldn't look.